The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, now it's Friday, and that means it's time to think of weekend cooking. And Gareth Mullins, executive chef at the Marker Hotel, is joining us. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. And now you have a recipe for fish, which you promised me is very healthy.
Healthy, and obviously now that the sun is shining, and by God, it's shining in through the window here, I thought I'd do something a little bit lighter and perfect for a bit of spring cooking. So this dish is going to be a roasted fillet of cod with new potatoes, asparagus, peas and mint. So what you need to do is go up to the fishmonger and get yourself three or four pieces of cod, depending on how many you're cooking for. So ask them to take the pin bones out for you and leave the skin on. Or if he hasn't got any cod, haddock would be lovely with this, or some sea trout or even some salmon. But I would suggest using cod. And then for the garnish, you're going to need 12 spears of asparagus, a couple of shallots, 100 ml of chicken stock, 400 grams or half a kilo of new potatoes, which you're going to just boil in some salted water until they're tender and then let them go cold. You need a couple of 100 grams of peas, some butter, some chopped mint to finish the dish off, and a lemon, salt and pepper. So I know I've spoken about this.
Okay, now just a question. Yeah. Fish cooks very quickly, so I presume you have to get your sauce ready first.
Yeah, so what I would say to you can kind of do the both of these at the same time. So the key, this dish kind of comes together all at the same time. So while you're searing your cod off, you're going to make the sauce in another pan besides the where you're searing the fish. So what I'll do is I'll talk about how to sear the fish first, and then we'll talk about how to make the sauce. But you're going to kind of do these at the same time when you're cooking the fish. So with any fish, the important thing to do if the skin is on is just get a piece of kitchen towel and just dry the skin a little bit and make sure that it's nice and dry. What that does is when it goes into the pan, it should stop it from sticking. And then, as always, if you have a nice heavy base non-stick pan, it's really the best for searing off some fish. So just put your fish onto a plate, sear it up with a little bit of salt, drizzle it with a little bit of oil, and then put a small bit of oil into the pan. And you want the pan hot enough that it's just before smoking point. So you want it on like on a medium heat. And then you just carefully place the fish into the pan, putting the fish in away from yourself so none of the oil splashes up upon you. And then you're going to sear the fish on the skin side for about 4 minutes. And then when you put it into the pan, there's always a temptation to move it around. Don't move it around. When you put it into the pan, leave it alone. Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to get the pan to get the skin nice and crispy, and that way it won't stick. So after 3 or 4 minutes, turn it over. You'll see that the skin is beautiful and golden and crisp. And then it's only going to take another 3 or 4 minutes to cook on that side. So lower the temperature down a little bit and cook it for 3 or 4 minutes. So just to give you that again, it's going to be in the pan for about 8 to 10 minutes cooking all together, and it'll be fully cooked. So while that process is happening, you're going to make the sauce. To make the sauce, we're going to finely chop those shallots, put a small little pot on the stove, little splash of olive oil in, and saute off your shallots. No colour, so like 2 or 3 minutes on a medium heat. And then you're going to add in your chicken stock. So what this is doing, it's kind of making like the base for the sauce. Then you can add in your asparagus and add in your peas and your cooked new potatoes. So if you think you're kind of bringing it all together like in a little broth. And then what we're going to do is we're going to mount that sauce with some butter. What does that mean? You're going to drop in a couple of knobs of cold butter and just stir it into the sauce. And you'll see the sauce go nice and shiny. That's more or less a finish now. Then all you need to do, salt and pepper, squeeze a lemon juice, and then that'll go into the base of the bowl, and you're going to finish the whole thing off with a little bit of chopped mint. Annie rang me there a few minutes ago just to check the line, and she said, I'm not too sure about the mint, but if you think about peas and mint, they're two flavours that go perfectly together, and they'll brighten this whole dish up for you a little bit.
All right, so all of this, I mean, the potatoes, to cook them to softening, however many minutes that'll take, but it's looked like this is only a half an hour.
Half an hour, but the key is, Pat, before you start, before you even put the pans onto the stove, get the shallots chopped up, get the asparagus chopped up, get your potatoes cooked, get the table set, and then when you start cooking the cod, you'll be sitting down, you'll be opening a beautiful glass of white wine, even would anybody brave going out and sitting in the garden? Maybe if you had a heater, you might get away with it today.
It's a gorgeous day, isn't it?
You're keeping yourself very busy.
You're doing something on the Arnott's Instagram page tomorrow. What are you doing?
Yeah, so tomorrow morning I'm doing the Arnott's Cook-Along Club, which is a programme that Arnott's are running at the moment. So at 10:30 tomorrow morning, we're going out with an Instagram live from Arnott's page where myself and my daughter, Georgia May, we're going to be cooking some white chocolate and raspberry muffins, and we're also going to be showing you how to make a delicious berry smoothie. So from 10:30 up until just after 11 o'clock, so if everybody just goes on to Instagram, find Arnott's page, click on there at 10:30, and you'll be in my kitchen, and we're going to cook along this lovely muffin and smoothie recipe. So it's a bit of fun. We're hoping loads of people will tune in.
Okay, and are you doing your own cookery course again?
Yeah, so that's my own cookery course. The last class in this block finishes next Monday, and then I restart again on the 22nd of March, and this one is called Spring Grilling and Food for Chilling. So what I'm going to be really looking at is grilling some proteins, grilling some meats and fish, teaching you a few marinades and techniques and salads that's going to carry on into the summer months, and really trying to educate people on how to lighten their food up now as the weather gets a little bit brighter, and show you, as always, different skills and techniques on there. And you can get me there on GarethMullinsCookery@gmail.com, and we can send you all the information on.
Very good. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at the Marker Hotel, thank you very much for joining us.